Hi, thank you for holding, Ivy. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm fine, Laura. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing well. It's another day. Time just flies now, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes, yes. And I'm looking over the notes that Lulu put down as well. You're a little bit newer in business, just about 2 months. Is that correct?
That is.
Nice. Well, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
It's been very interesting. I've been trying to figure out this online stuff. Yeah.
Perfect timing, huh?
Oh my God, that's what I spend all day and night doing. Just trying to trying to rank my Google My Business page and my website. So my Google My Business page is actually it's ranking in my area, so I'm in the top three MatPat just in my immediate area. So I'm making strides there.
Okay, let me verify. Company name is Bradenton Pressure Washing, LLC?
Bradenton Pressure Washing. Yeah, I don't put the LLC on there, but when I do a pressure washing companies near me, I definitely pop up in the mat pack in the top three.
I can't even find your Google business profile.
You're not in the area.
It doesn't matter. If you put Bradenton, Florida, it'll pop up. So it's, I mean, we deal with companies every day. Are you sure is it your Google business profile that's popping up or your website that's popping up?
No, my website is definitely not popping up. It's my Google My Business profile that'll pop up in the map pack when I search it.
Okay, that's really weird. I'm not pulling up a Google business profile at all. When I look up as well, like pressure washing companies in Bradenton, Florida, what's popping up is a Pro Clean pressure washing, All Seasons pressure cleaning, West Coast pressure washing cleaning service. I'm not. Oh, there we go. There we go. There we go. Why
am I there?
Up?
Hey, I'm number
You're
one.
You're here.
I just put pressure washing near me in my phone and Google, and I am the first one when you put near me.
Yeah, you popped up number 8, but you're probably right where your Google business profile is. That's why you're popping up number 1.
Yeah, I'm at my house.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now,
yeah,
did you...
And that's the only way it works. Other ways, when I try different search combinations, it's not popping up as well. The only one that it's responding to is the near me when I do it.
Mm.
And then yeah, that's the only way. I guess it's like you said, it's proximity. But I live in a nice neighborhood, so I'm hoping that the people in my area they'll see me at least when they do it. So I'm working on it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's good that you're popping up on the first one. How we would do it is every job that you offer or every service that you want to be found for, we would turn it into a keyword. So you're going to be popping up first page for all of the services that you offer. So, you know, it's pretty good on that end. So it would be first page placement for that. The listings also would be exclusive. So you don't have to, like share leads or nothing along those lines. The calls go directly to you. What I find super weird though is why when I look up your company name, that Google business profile didn't pop up. So that was really weird on my end. But anyways, we'll make sure to get all that situated for you. We also, do first page placement on Bing. We retarget the same people who are looking for those keywords, you know, those searches that they do online. We retarget them on Facebook. Do you have a Facebook account by any chance?
I do. I've been working on it too.
That's good. that's good. The way that,
Yeah, I've been trying to figure it out.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, that's definitely something that we would help you out with when it comes to the retargeting these people on Facebook. You know, we do target income levels, age group, the location that you're looking to get work. All of that, you know, is also tracked. It's going to be through a dashboard that it's tracked. You're going to be able to see how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, how many calls, all that good stuff. Now, pricing-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract, and it's just a flat rate of $249 per month, and everything's included for that pricing.
Are you kidding me? And how long are we looking at for results?
Yeah, that's great. So result-wise, for Facebook ads, those are going to be up and live. That's going to be as soon as 7 to 14 days. Now, for your first page placement, we typically like to say 30 to 45 days, but based off of what I'm seeing online on your end, it'll be quicker than that, and that's simply because, you know, you have your Google Business profile already, so that was already verified, which that typically takes a while. And it's really just fixing whatever is on the internet to have you show up for all of the services that you offer, you know, not just, you know, a couple keywords.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And we also will go out as far as 50 miles, but you would tell me exactly what cities, counties, or zip codes you're looking to target.
What are you going to be doing as far as the Facebook portion
mm-hmm.
of it?
Yeah. So you know how on Google you have those keyword searches? For example, someone looked up pressure washing and then your company pops up. This person,
right.
when they later go on Facebook, they're going to have an ad that pops up for your business. They'll be able to click to call you directly. So I don't know if you've ever noticed online, you're looking for something, then you go do something else, and all of a sudden ads start popping up for what you were looking for originally. It's a little weird.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we do on Facebook side. It is connected with that Google Business profile, you know, those keyword searches and all of that good stuff.
So
that's why
it's not,
so successful.
It's not paid ads.
It is paid ads. They're included in the service. So $100 worth of what you're going to be paying us goes into your Facebook ads for the month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all handle all of that?
We do. Now, it's not going to be like you just pay us and then you never hear from us and we do everything for you. No. You know, we do have to keep in communication with you, get pictures of the work that you've done, how you want certain things to look like. Those are all things that we will be still communicating with you to make sure your campaign is as most effective as it can be. But we will take care of your marketing. Yeah.
I need that, friend.
Yeah. So what do you think? You want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
I absolutely want to give you a shot.
Perfect, perfect. Now
well,
let me make...
staying up till 3 in the morning.
You know, it's funny. I had a customer the other day. He did a great job of doing all of his search engine optimization, but he said it was just taking too much time up. Same thing, so he paid us.
Listen,
it's
I'm
a lot of work.
Literally 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I've been working on the Google My Business, and I was like, okay, let me do this SEO on my website, and then now I'm starting to, okay, I still don't have anything. I signed up with Angie's List, and then I was like, you know what?
Let's start
working on this Google, the Facebook page. Maybe we can just looking for leads. I can close. I have a great process. I have an awesome machine with a bunch of money invested in it.
Nice.
I'm a car guy, so I've managed car dealerships for the last 23 years. And so I walked away from that. Yeah, and I'm thinking as far as the salesmanship, I doubt that there's going to be another power washer that has my level of experience in sales. So as far as that goes and closing people over the phone, and that's all, you know, in my DNA. I just need to get in front of some people.
And, yeah.
I'm just scrapping and scratching and trying to get in front of people.
Well, we'll definitely help you out with that. I know. That's what you want, right? Okay. So let me make sure
that's
I have your information correct. Ivy, and I don't know if Lulu spelled this right. Is the spelling of your first name Ivy?
That's my last name. Ivey.
Ivey.
First name is Herman. Uh-huh. Ivey. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Herman. Perfect. All right. Herman. No, look us up and let me send you also, so you feel a little more comfortable. I'm going to send you over our certification with Google because we are a Google Premier Channel partner. So let me send that over to you right now.
Please.
I just text you over the link. The link takes you directly into Google and it shows you, you know, our certification with them. I'll send you over also our pricing page. The pricing that we have it online for, it is higher. So I am offering it to you at a discount. So don't worry about what you're seeing on that website price wise. But the package that we're offering you is the Platinum package. So all that info is there for you. You can look us up as well. Look at our Google reviews. All that stuff is there. Now, Herman, this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 4859, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
That's my home landline. It transfers over to my cell phone.
Okay, so that's why I just tried to send you the text messages and it told me it couldn't go through. What is your cell phone number?
936 499-9266.
Okay. Now, for client-wise, I'm going to resend these messages to your cell phone right now. But for client-wise, do you want them to call your cell phone or do you want them to call your landline that goes to your phone?
Well, the landline works as far as people calling. But you already see there is an issue with, you know, if somebody was just trying to reach out to me by text, that wouldn't work. Should I set it up differently, or because a bunch of my lead pages comes directly to my email and such, so I haven't been able to communicate. But do you think that's an issue with it being a landline?
You know, I'll be honest with you, because I do check up a lot on my clients, and a lot of their business comes through text messages as well. So you might miss business if it's a straight landline.
Okay. And my issue is that I have this 936 area code. That's a Texas. It's a Texas number. And
okay.
I was just trying to use something, you know, local so that people would know it's a local number. So
we have an option, and it'll be no extra cost. I can add it if you like. It's a call tracking feature. So we would provide you with a phone number with an area code that is the type of, you know, your local area code. That's the number that your clients will call. That's the number that your clients will contact you. Those calls and text messages will go directly to your phone, the one that you want it to go to, which would be your cell phone. And it tracks.
Right.
It records all of the calls. It records, you know, everything, text messages. It's going to all be on your dashboard, so you'll have complete access to it. Would you like me to add that call feature so we can get you a local number?
Is that going to affect me if I change it on my Google My Business page? Will that affect anything, or is it?
No, we would update it for you. It's not going to change anything.
Okay, I have this. Okay, well, I guess it wouldn't matter. That number's on my cards, but yes, I do think I need to change it. So if you would add it, I would like to change it.
Okay, that's fine. We can do that. And I'll also have my, because you're going to have an onboarding.
On my end. And
I mean, the call tracking feature. Okay, so let me do this. I'm going to put it down in the notes that you want more information because you're going to get an onboarding call within the next couple days. They go more into detail with everything. They know exactly what would be your best option based off of your circumstances. So I'll just put it in the notes, and then you guys can decide when you have your onboarding call what would be best. Does that work for you?
That does.
Okay, perfect. And then for company name, you want me to take off the LLC, right? It doesn't – Bradenton, just pressure washing.
It
right?
wouldn't allow me to do it when I put Google My Business. It took off the LLC for me. So.
Okay, that's fine.
So I just for name recognition going forward, I've just been leaving it off so that everything syncs up with the Google My Business profile.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, that's fine. We don't need to put it on either. And then address, it's the same as the Google Business one, right? The 8701 54th Avenue E?
Yeah, that's my home address, yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you want me to hide the address on your Google Business profile, or are you fine showing it?
I've heard that it makes you score better, or at least I know that there's a pin associated in versus not having the pin drop.
So. I mean, it can, and it's really more of a personal preference if you like to show it. I mean, if you like that, that's fine. That's not a problem.
I'm fine with it because I like to have the pin drop on Google My Business. I think it does. I've done a bunch of research on it. I think
No, as long as you're fine with it, because again, some people don't like that. So.
Okay. They have to show their ID to get in my name.
Oh, so yeah, you're good.
You can't come in here. You're fine.
Good. Okay. Now, my onboarding team, they do research in your area to find out what keywords are searched the most. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
Roof cleaning.
Okay.
House washing. And then just the basic pressure washing.
So pressure washing services, right?
Yeah, it's pressure washing services, but I'm sure that some people specifically look for roof washing, and that's one of my higher ticket services.
Okay.
And then they would also be they may look for house washing as well. But
yeah.
I'm pretty sure they go for pressure washing under that. The roof cleaning is something that people might search independently.
Okay. I did put specifically roof cleaning / washing, and then I put house washing, and then all pressure washing services. And then, again, when you have your onboarding call, they'll go more into detail about what specific keywords, and then you can decide what you want to use. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like? I have some availability today, tomorrow, or even Friday if need be.
Today.
Today, okay. What does your schedule look like? The earliest I have is between 1 to 2 your time.
Done. Let's do it.
Okay. Perfect. I'll email you over the Google invite when we get off the phone as well. So let me, I got you down. It'll be between 1 to 2 your time today. Perfect. Now you have your Google business profile, which is great. A Facebook page. You said you already had one, right?
I have a Facebook page. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to need, your URL, but I don't need it until, actually I think I found it. Hold on. Cause it's on your website, right? Your little,
It just shows the little F, but
that's fine. Just if you can have your URL for your Facebook account for when you have your onboarding call, so that would, we can, you know, set up the ads that way. And then you have your website already. You have a nice website, by the way. Did you do it yourself as well?
No, everything is Fiverr.
Okay. It looks good. You're doing a good job, by the way.
I've been having people working on it. I got somebody working on my site currently as we speak. And
nice.
Ads for Facebook. Yeah. I need a one-stop shop. Y'all called at the right time.
And then for specific target areas, so you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What areas do you want to get work in?
Bradenton, Sarasota.
Give me 1 second. Let me make sure I get everything here correct. Sarasota, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sarasota,
okay. Parish.
Parish.
Palmetto.
Okay, mm-hmm. Parish and Palmetto. Okay. Is there any other cities you want to add?
No, basically just, you know, if y'all would just do a radius around my home, it's fine as well.
You want to do 50-mile radius?
We don't even need to go that far out unless you need to pick up additional people. But no, probably the closer the better.
Okay.
25-mile radius.
All right, that's perfect. And then I'll put 25-mile radius, and I'll also put down the cities as well. So my onboarding team, they'll do all that.
10 miles one direction.
Okay. All right, perfect. And for hours of operation, on your Google business profile, you have Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Is that still okay?
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
My name.
Okay. Is there a middle initial?
There is. T.
Perfect. So just to verify, it's Herman T. Ivy, correct?
It is.
Okay. And is the billing the same as your home address?
Different.
Okay. What is your billing address?
2914 91st Avenue East, Parrish, Florida, 34219.
Perfect. Okay, let me type that in. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know that it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer, of course. So you can pick either from mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name is fine.
Okay. And what is the maiden name?
Dukayag. D-U-C-A-Y-A-G.
Perfect. All right. Now, what type of card are you going to use for payment?
Oh, my gosh. And what am I paying again?
It's just $249. I'm going to go over the voice verification before I actually charge your card. It's going to outline your service agreement. You're going to receive everything through text message and email, but the only thing that's going to be charged today is just going to be $249. And after that, you're only going to be charged on a monthly basis on the 6th and just $249 a month.
Okay. And how quickly are we going to be, or how quickly are you going to do the majority of what you need to do so I can be, or how quickly would you anticipate me seeing some leads on my side?
Of course. So just to give you the timeline, since we're doing your onboarding call today, everything's going to start getting processed today. Your dashboard, which is going to track everything, it's basically the brains of the operation, is going to take 3 to 5 days. Your Facebook ads, those are going to be live as soon as 7 to 14 days. Now, we standard industry, what we say on our end for first page placement, you're looking at 30 to 45 days. But I know it's not going to take that long for you because you're already ahead of the curve with what you have been doing. But, you know, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. But what I say, you know, since Facebook ads are going to be as live as 7 to 14 days, that's how soon you could start seeing your results.
Sounds good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I am ready.
It's at a American Airlines, MasterCard, or Barclays.
Okay.
Barclays. So 5148-9190-1048-7919.
Okay. And when does it expire?
12/27.
And the security code?
621.
Perfect. So I'm going to do the voice verification, which is going to be on the recorded line. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to stop me so I can, you know, clear it out for you. It's basically going to be the service agreement, the terms and conditions. You're going to receive everything through email and text message as soon as we're done as well. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Bradenton Pressure Washing.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Herman Ivy. I'm the owner.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from our office line. I'm going to send you a text message right now that's going to have our office line. It's an 877 number, and then it also has my extension. So I'll also be point of contact on your account. If you have any problems, feel free to reach out to me directly. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Sure.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 6th and $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we can process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Perfect. Perfect. So I'm going to send everything over to you right now through text message and through email, and I'm also going to send you over a YouTube video. So the YouTube video is going to show you how to use your dashboard. Let me send that to you now. And then the last thing we're doing right now is just going to be the terms and conditions. I'm going to go over that with you real quick.
Hey, Laura, you said something about a second payment.
Yes, that's not until next month. So the second payment is going to be on the 6th of April, and then so on every 6th of every month. That's just what's going to be paid. And I'll show you that right now in the terms and conditions. Let me just make sure you get that. Okay, perfect. It's sending it out now. I'm going to send you over a link right now. And hold on, let me make sure.
Hey, Laura, can I ask you something about this pricing? Is this an intro pricing, and are there other things that I need to, that y'all would be introducing me that I can spend more on conveniently? Or
how does this work?
Is it just $249 done? You take care of Google My Business, my website, and my Facebook? Is that how, or how does it work?
So we're going to take care of, so your website, since your website is your website, we can't do anything with it. If you'd like us to build you a website, we can do that for you. You know, that's completely up to you. When it comes to, like, introductory pricing or whatever the case is, you're going to be right at the $249. That's not ever going to change for you. But we do offer different, you know, Google packages. So Google has many different programs. It's not just, you know, this side of Google. So when you start making more income, and if you want to branch out more, we can absolutely do that. You can call me directly, and we can, you know, kind of see where you're looking to get more business, and we can add more stuff. But, you know, this package does its job. So it's really up to you and what you're looking to do.
So you won't be doing anything with – it does. You won't be doing anything with the website. This is going to be purely – the Google Business Profile and Facebook.
Google Business Profile, your local map section, and Facebook, correct. So, but if
so
you
nothing
want...
with my website.
Correct, nothing with your website. But if you want us to build you a website, you know, add a little bit of SEO in there, we can do that. I can do it also at no extra cost. It's just, you know, I saw that you already had a website, and it looks good, so I didn't even want to ask.
No, if y'all want to be generating, if this will generate me leads, what you're doing just with those two avenues, I'm fine with that. I can have somebody else mess with the website. I'm really concerned with generating some leads.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing for you. Your website, you know, it is already on your Google Business Profile, so like that's we're going to make sure to keep it that way as well. But yeah, I mean, I honestly, I saw your website and it looked good, so I didn't even want to mess with that. Like I said, you're doing a good job already, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, it looks like on my end, so the terms and conditions, they were emailed over to you. It says it's processing. For whatever reason, it didn't automatically send them out. So I'm not sure why. Oh, you know what? I didn't get your email address. That's why. I'm sorry. What is your email?
It's Herman Ivy, first and last name, at yahoo.com.
Okay. I was like, why isn't it sending out? And it's because I didn't get it. So let me now resend them all out to you real quick. Okay, let's go.
Can you text them as well?
Yeah, it should. Then that's why, for whatever reason, it wasn't going out. But let me see. Where's my welcome? There we go. Okay, welcome to Local Splash. I just sent you that one. And then let me send over your invoice as well. Okay.
So the ad spend, that'll be part of that, or how much I'm spending on the Facebook ads.
Yeah.
Control on my end.
So actually, no. So $100 automatically goes in there. But when you start seeing good results, and if you want to add more, you can absolutely add more. You can call me. You can do it on your own dashboard. So it, you know, it works out on that end.
Okay.
But yeah, all of.
I have a guy setting up my Facebook ads right now. Is that going to be a conflict?
I mean,
he's not going to run them. I would have to run them and put the money behind it, but he's building.
Yeah.
Like four ads and a campaign and everything for me. It'll be done in the next day or so. So y'all have access, but there will be some work that's being done in there.
Yeah. So it shouldn't be a conflict, because if he's running, you would just be running extra ads, you know. So it shouldn't be a conflict. I will put it down on the notes as well, though, so my onboarding team is aware of that. I mean, you don't necessarily have to put money behind it either, since we're already going to be running the ads. But if he's doing, like, videos or pictures, or if he's doing something in specific that you already like, you can just provide that to us and we can run the ads on that end. It's completely up to you. So I'll put it in the notes and you guys can talk about that later on today. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay, and I just sent you a link. If you can just open up that link, that's going to be the terms and conditions, which is what I went over with you. Sorry, some of the text messages were duplicate because I didn't realize that it sent it out before I resent it. But anyways, what the terms and conditions are, it goes over what we're going to do for you, which is going to be that Google Business optimization that we're going to do. If you need any directory submission, we'll speak about that later on when you have your onboarding call. It goes over your Facebook ads, what we charge you, which is just the $249, what you will be charged thereafter, just the $249, which will be the 6th of every month. If you get really busy, you can always put your account on hold. We just ask that you call us before your billing, 3 days before your billing, so we don't charge you. Also, your cancellation terms, you can cancel at any time. So the only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes, then type in your name exactly the way that it looks, and then click confirm. It'll take you into what would be your dashboard.
Okay. And then it's Local Splash popped up, and I guess I need to provide a username and password.
Yeah, we're going to have those credentials for you between 3 to 5 days, because we're going to be building all of that. But everything's already set on my end. I have your calls between 1 to 2 today, and we'll get everything going for you. Do you have any questions for me before that?
I don't. I appreciate your help, Laura.
Well, no, thank you, Herman. And like I said, I'm still going to be point of contact. So if anything, please feel free to call, reach me directly, and I can get whatever issue you have taken care of, okay?
Good stuff. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. Speak to you soon. Bye, Herman.
Okay, bye.